Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of Overland Park, we have his honor, the mayor, Carl R. Gerlach, with us right now. He's mayor and center of the Kansas State Wildcats. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Gerlach. I see you still kept your college height.
Of course, Your Honor.
Yes.
Of course, Michael. But before you get going.
Yeah.
I understand you didn't quite make it out last night. Maybe somebody didn't text you properly.
They didn't text me.
But they went to one of the best, my favorite barbecue house in the entire Midwest.
They did?
And I went, since you weren't there, I want to give you a nice gift.
Were you there?
Jack Stack Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Were you there? What's included in this, Your Honor?
Well,
I don't open it now.
There's some specialties of salts and rubs and barbecue sauce, so you can take it home to your cheese head home and remember barbecue.
Yeah. That's a misnomer, by the way. We actually do not have cheese heads. Are you going to take this? Oh, you're pushing him out.
Oh, thank you.
Don't use it or anything.
Badgers, huh? You want to talk about Badgers or Wildcats?
You got a good voice. Have you done radio?
No, I have not.
Have you thought about it?
I haven't.
What did you major in college?
Marketing.
And basketball.
And basketball.
If you do basketball, you really can't. It doesn't matter what you major in so much.
If you go to Kansas State, it does.
Oh, yeah, because they're very good about
that.
I bet practically all you guys graduated at one point or another.
Well, one point or another. I did it in 4 years, like most K-Staters do, yeah.
I got your stats here. You want to look at them?
Uh-oh, my final stats.
Good stats.
He did homework on this.
You did some good stats here. I'm looking at, what was 72, 73?
Just a year or two ago.
Yeah. Well, 74, 75 your best year?
Or 75, 6, yeah.
I don't have 75, 76. What'd you do?
Well, you missed my best year, Michael.
Was it?
Come
okay.
on.
What'd you do that year?
Better than what I did in 74-5.
Yeah, okay. All right. It looks pretty good here, though. I'm looking at your rebound, 249 rebounds in 74-75. That's pretty good. It's a lot of rebounds.
Thank you.
Isn't it about rebounding? You know, I think it's underestimated how important the rebounder is on a team.
I totally agree. The shooters don't really count much.
Well, no.
Except
anybody,
for points, you know.
But, anybody can shoot a basketball. That's not, you know,
that's right. And those of us that rebounded, many times we're told to throw it back out to the shooters, and yeah. I don't understand that.
No. Well, you know, that's specialization. That's not a bad thing. But I'm saying, you know, if you don't get the ball, you can't have the ball.
That's true.
That's almost profound. That's what I'm thinking. If that were in Latin, that would be extremely profound. Anyway, so I got those stats. You don't want to see them.
My understanding, you played basketball, too.
No, that's not your understanding. That is definitely not your understanding. How are the Wildcats doing these days?
They're rebuilding right now.
I love that.
They had a pretty good team, but they're going through some changes, so they're rebuilding.
So was it between coaching and mayoring, being a mayor or being a coach? I mean, did you want to go back there and coach? And
well, I've continued to do a little coaching. My daughter's in the audience, and I got to coach her, and my son's here. I got to coach him a little bit. So I did a little coaching, but never got paid for it. I always liked to volunteer to do it.
Oh, that's cool. And same thing with mayor, right?
That's exactly right. I have that full-time job that kind of sometimes gets in the way of mayoring. Yeah.
Well, are you mainly a figurehead as mayor here? Because doesn't the city manager do most of the heavy lifting?
Well, never mind, I won't go there, but yes, how's that? No, it's...
Where were you going to go? I'm kind of curious.
Well, I was talking about your figurehead, but you're not a figurehead. You're a very important guy, and I've heard you say that this morning already.
Yeah, I did.
But no, it's a...
You open supermarkets and that sort of thing, or cut...
Well, we also... The council's very involved in
council
development.
Council does most of it, I suppose.
You know, the council does almost all of it. There's 12 of them, so I don't have to do much.
But you're like the 13th on the council, so...
I'm the 13th, and you know for a fact, Michael, that they don't let me vote.
They
all vote, and all I get to do is run the meeting. And only if they can't make a decision and tie do I get to vote.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying.
I'm a figurehead. I guess you're right. I never realized that.
It says here, Johnson County snarls at Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, but softly.
Well, I think you heard that this morning already once, that they snarled at... You know, I think that...
What were you snarling about there?
Well, I think we were talking about which is best government, and government closest to the people is always best, and the federal government and the state governments today seem to want to make decisions for local governments and the people, and we think... It ought to be made down here at the local level.
There you go. All right. What about, and all the awards and stuff, Overland Park is an amazing, I read some of them, and most of them were accurate, you know. It's the best, just about the best city for everything.
You know,
is that a lot of pressure to maintain that?
You will understand that, this being a cheesehead.
We stopped saying that term. Okay. You don't realize how offensive that term is.
Right. Not I've heard you adore that term.
No, I do not adore it. It's extremely offensive.
As a Midwesterner.
Them's fighting word.
As a Midwesterner, how's that? You understand?
No, I don't like that either. That's too general. A badger, you say a badger.
I can say badger?
Yeah, you can say badger.
But I'm a wildcat. Wildcats eat badgers. You don't want me to say that?
Just go on with what you're saying there. That's okay, Your Honor.
No, we're real lucky. The local people, Midwesterners, seem to get involved in things. And we've got over 500 volunteers that give back to the city. And I think that's what the combination between the business community, the citizens, all working together with city government is what makes us what we are in one of the top-rated cities.
Are you still annexing a lot of other places?
No, we really haven't done that for a number of years.
Got over that?
We are working at building out what we have.
Yeah. Hey, so, what about this north and south Overland Park?
What's that?
Well, they say there's a South Overland Park and there's a North Overland Park.
You know, in my every basketball team I ever played on, there was one team and there were five players, and we all played together as a team, and that's what made us win and got the great stats that you found in 74 and 75.
Yeah.
But
you want to go through those again?
No, I don't want to go through those again. I'm glad you didn't bring those up.
10.4 average points.
Well, you did do your homework.
Yeah.
You are good.
Yeah, but that improved probably in that last year. Then.
That's 75-6 that you seemed to miss.
What'd you do there?
Probably 10.5.
Because you're the rebounder. You're the guy. You're the commander. When you're in the center, you're the rebounder. You're the commander. You're the team leader. And it isn't about making baskets.
That's right. Kind of like being mayor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just the rebounder and throws the ball to other players.
But that's
on the council.
That's crucial.
Well, and I think that's the way Midwesterners are, and I think that's why we create an area that people want to move to.
Yeah. So you think that all Midwesterners would be centers if they played basketball?
If they drank their milk and ate green beans like I did and grew up to a 6'10".
Did you come from a basketball family?
You know, my dad played a little bit. He was only 6'3". Yeah. My mom was only 6 foot, a couple little people. You know. And so I had some uncle that was bigger, and I grew up to be 6'10". So.
Yeah, cool. Cool thing to do. Okay, I get all the best cities for everything there, and that's pretty amazing.
Well,
you deny there is a north and south divide.
Well, you know, people sometimes talk about that, but the council rules is what's best for the entire city. And that's why we have, like just recently, this weekend alone, this is kind of the trifecta of development. We opened Topgolf, which is in the northern part, if some people want to identify that, of our city. We got the Container Store, which opened up in the southern part.
Yeah.
And,
can someone from the north put something in a Container Store?
Yeah. They can buy the Container Store. And then, you know, in the middle, Shields opened up, which is, if you can imagine this, I call it the Disneyland of sporting goods stores.
Oh.
212,000 square feet with a 65-foot Ferris wheel right in the middle of it.
No kidding.
So it's a fantastic sporting goods store that'll be open. Steve Scheel and the whole family was here last night. We really enjoyed it.
What about that fiber? You know, like, are you involved in that Google fiber?
We are involved in Google Fiber. And you see,
was there a mistake or something with why isn't it here yet?
Well,
I'm trying not to offend you. I'm just really curious. There's something the council.
That's a very good question. Let's talk about the 2 gig fiber services that are already in Overland Park.
Yeah.
And the Google will be our third. You know, they're third place, trying to catch up.
Yeah.
But they kind
of and of course Sprint is right here.
Sprint is located there. Right. The world headquarters is in. So we've got plenty of technology. Matter of fact,
not to change the subject though, but what happened with the Overland Park with the Google fiber thing? Is it coming? I mean, because people, I see you got your phone on. Are you waiting it?
It is coming. I got my phone.
To finally work?
I was going to get a selfie with you, but we'll wait on that one. We'll see it. No, Google Fiber is coming.
It's coming.
And they have a different way of doing business, and we just kind of want to do it like, we want to be fair to everybody, and we want to treat all three service companies, since we already had other ones.
Yeah.
So we're treating them all the same.
Okay.
They're coming.
Who are the other ones? Verizon? Who's the other ones?
Time Warner's here. Sure West is here.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yep. Okay. Well, I don't mean to beat this I'm just curious. Because I see it keeps, you know, city at odds with Google over lack of funding.
Google.
Yeah.
I guess we got a lot to talk
about. The sexting sculpture, that was kind of...
Art, as you said.
It's art.
It's a fantastic art. And
I love art. We all love art. I like it. I like that sexting. I think it said something about the way we're using these technologies really not to even exist anymore. Her head was gone.
Well, you're exactly right, and that's what it's about. This is actually a donation. We had donations from around the world give us art, and this is one of the pieces of art, and that's exactly what it was saying, was that this isn't what it should be. And that's why the head is gone.
Yeah.
So that's everything shouldn't be.
The other things were still there, and that was the problem. Yes. Now you're going to have indoor skydiving? Is that going on?
We are. iFly is starting construction at 435 in Metcalf. That's just down the street.
Down the street, yeah.
And it's indoor skydiving, and it's unbelievable.
How is that possible? I'm trying to wrap my mind around indoor skydiving.
There's an 18-foot cylinder that goes 40 foot high, and they have air lifting you up from the bottom, and you just fall into it, and it's just like...
It's like an indoor Schlitterbahn.
Well...
You're going to yell Schlitterbahn when you drop inside a building.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
When I tried for the first time, I'll yell Schlitterbahn. No, I've done it, and it's fantastic. It's something it's something I always wanted to do, but I was a little afraid to jump out of an airplane. I mean, why jump out of a good airplane? So I decided to try this, and it's
why jump out of a good airplane?
Yes. I mean, I understand.
Is that a Kansas expression? I wouldn't trade you for a good airplane or something my dad would say.
I think it is.
Yeah, okay.
You know, either that or the military talks about not jumping out either.
Yeah.
But they got parachutes. We don't.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And is that open yet?
It's going to be opening early next year.
Yeah.
And it should be a great convention. Visitors should love it to come in here because people will come from Denver, from St. Louis. St. Louis got some people here from St. Louis. Maybe even San Francisco, as you have to.
Yeah. Anyone here from St. Louis? Oh, they're all from St. Louis. Isn't that interesting?
You know, Michael, we really enjoy those St. Louis people coming in here.
Yeah.
And going to our shopping malls and spending their money and then going home. We like their sales tax dollars a lot.
Yeah. What is this with St. Louis people, this thing? Is there something going on there?
Well, there may be something that has to do with the Cardinals and the Royals. And
maybe. Say no more. And, you know, the Royals, I guess, did not really hack the Astros, so there's a major difference.
The Royals did okay last year, and we'll look forward to them doing it well again this year.
Doing well this year. Yeah. It's America's team now, the Royals. It's America's team now, the Royals, it seems like.
I think it is. They want everybody on the All-Star. I mean, they want nine players from the Royals on the All-Star
team. They are the All-Star team. That's a little upsetting. I'm a Cubs fan, so I'm a little upset. Oh, Your Honor, what's next on the agenda? You had a big something going on last night. What was that all about?
That was the open of Shields.
Oh, it was,
the sporting goods store, which we had to ride the Ferris wheel in the 16,000-gallon fish tank we played in, and, I mean, it was a ball.
You played in a 16?
Sure. You could probably get inside, and they'll let you feed the fish, even.
You mean in the water with the fish feeding?
Yeah, well, maybe they'll feed you to the fish, but they'll...
Well, that's a great... thing to look forward to. And I understand you actually interrupted your vacation to come here. Are you put off
your
vacation?
You are well worth interrupting any vacation to come to.
Yeah, where are you going? St. Louis? Are you headed out? It's a family vacation?
It's a family vacation that we're trying to get a little quiet downtime and just going down to a small little lake house that we have.
A lake house? There's a small little... Is this in Kansas?
It's in Missouri.
What, you couldn't find a lake in Kansas to go to?
As you said, there's only three lakes in Kansas.
And they're all algae covered. Well, you go down by the dam there, whatever.
We stay away from the dam, yes, that's right.
You do?
It's too deep. The water's too deep. I'm tall, but that water's too deep for me by the dam.
Mayor Gerlach, I want to thank you very much for welcoming us here to Overland Park, and you're doing a great job, and everybody loves you.
Thank you, Michael.
I don't know if you knew that.
Michael.
I do.
Well... Thank you.
But you know how much they love you? Watch this. Mayor Gerlach. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not done.
Wait a minute.
Governor Brownback. That's how much they love you.
Michael Feynman.
Michael Feynman?
Feldman.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mayor Gerlach, ladies and gentlemen, from Overland Park, your mayor, our mayor, America's favorite mayor. Okay. All right, Feynman. I'm sure hoping he meant to say that. I don't know. That's okay. Feldstein, Feynman, I get them all. I'm sure he meant to say that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that was planned.
Okay.